702.
Let's walk the talk on 92.7
and 106 FM.
On the subject of the pandemic, the U.S. administration under President Joe Biden is buying 500 million doses of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine to distribute among other countries. This was reported in the U.S. media. President Biden is expected to make a formal announcement at the G7 meeting in Britain this week. But when he was asked if he had a vaccine strategy for the world, he said, "I have one and I'll be announcing it." So certainly no shortage of optimism in the president's message. But let's talk the detail with our man in Washington, D.C., Simon Marks from Feature Story News. Simon, welcome and thanks very much for your time. Well, is there any more detail than just that? Some things have been said about the U.S. paying not-for-profit prices for some of the doses, for all of the doses. But what else has been shared about what the U.S. is going to do?
Yeah, we know quite a lot more about this now, John, than we did just a few hours ago. And okay. The president will be formally announcing it in a couple of hours' time in the UK. He's just now in meetings with Prime Minister Boris Johnson, their first face-to-face meeting, of course, since Joe Biden became president. And then the centerpiece of the rest of this particular day for the American president will be unveiling this plan by the United States to buy 500 million doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 jab, and over a two-year period, give them all away. So 200 million doses will be shipped off, the vast majority of them, to the COVAX distribution facility by the end of this year. And then the other 300 million doses will go out the door during the first 6 months of next year. So this isn't going to bring anybody immediate relief.
Yes.
This is on top of the 25 million doses that the United States is shipping out right now, and then another 55 million doses they say will follow in a few weeks' time. So put all that together, and you've got just shy of 600 million doses of vaccines being given away by the United States, this tranche of 500,000 doses focused exclusively on low to middle income countries, part and parcel of what Joe Biden says is his intent to turn the United States into the world's vaccine arsenal.
So any sense of priorities? I mean, is it going to be tied and in some ways reflect the state of U.S. relations with particular countries? Or is the plan being structured in some other way?
Well, they say absolutely not. And indeed, I mean, I think it's absolutely clear now that President Biden's views vaccine diplomacy, in essence, is kind of, a modern-day opportunity for the United States, similar to the Marshall Plan at the end of the Second World War. In this case, he insists that the United States will be donating these vaccines without any expectation of favors in return from the countries that receive them. And White House officials keep drawing a distinction between that approach to vaccine diplomacy and their inference that Russia and China are not engaged in similar largesse, either in terms of the size of the giveaway that they're engaging in of their respective vaccines, or in this approach of giving the stuff away without any expectation of any kind of return. Now, having said that, of the initial 25 million doses that are going out the door, the Biden administration is holding back 6 million doses for countries that it describes as neighbors and allies.
Yes.
And it defines neighbors, for example, as Canada and Mexico. It clearly does not define neighbors as places like Cuba, Venezuela, or Brazil. So I think there are some questions for White House officials about that, but definitely this is Joe Biden attempting to show to the rest of the world that liberal democracy can be a force for good at a time when he says liberal democracies need to confront autocracies like China and Russia in what he calls the battle for the 21st century.
So, Simon, any indication as to whether this aid package may come with support, and that might be the logistical support of moving vaccines from A to B, but more perhaps importantly, the structural support for a vaccine that requires a very tough regime of refrigeration and storage. Is that going to be for...
I think that that will be part and parcel of this, and indeed the United States to some extent is already engaged in that kind of an operation. Remember too that Joe Biden goes to this G7 summit having endorsed the idea of waiving intellectual property protections on these vaccines, at least over the short term, and trying to secure WTO backing for that in a bid then to be able to provide countries with the ingredients to make their own vaccines and possibly also with some assistance developing the plant, the physical equipment that would be needed to cook up vaccines. I mean, that's clearly not a short-term solution to all of this, but the U.S. has been shipping out refrigeration equipment, for example, to some places around the world in a bid to make sure that doses that are sent out get used and stored correctly, and that expiration dates and things like that don't become a massive factor. I think it's also just worth underscoring, John, just the extraordinary moment that we face here, where the world's most advanced economy, the United States, has millions of doses of surplus vaccines because there is so much vaccine skepticism in this country that millions of Americans don't want to take them. And yet people all over the world are clamoring to get their hands on them. That's a pretty extraordinary reflection of life in the United States today.
Thanks very much. Simon Marks, Washington, D.C. I think a follow-up we need to do is just once the announcement's been made, once details come in a little bit more solidly than we have them at the moment, is find out what South Africa plans to do with this opportunity that the United States is saying they are creating.